Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Accused of spying for China, of allegedly trying to send U.S. military secrets to China, two active duty U.S. Army soldiers and a former soldier. A months-long investigation by several federal law enforcement agencies, says the head of the Seattle FBI office, Mike Harrington.
This is the result of a long-running investigation where the FBI and our partners were able to uncover a conspiracy to steal national defense information from military installations here in the Pacific Northwest.
Canada's initial retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. will remain in place, despite President Trump postponing 25% tariffs on many imports from Canada and Mexico for a month, say two senior Canadian government officials to the Associated Press. An executive order from President Trump establishes a government reserve of Bitcoin, funded initially by cryptocurrency seized in criminal and civil cases, says the White House. This is ABC News. A new twist in the University of Idaho murder case, ABC's Kana Whitworth.
In a redacted filing, lawyers for Brian Koberger, the man accused of stabbing four college students to death, say DNA from three unidentified individuals was found under victim Madison Mogan's nails. The defense claiming that independent testing they did eliminated Koberger as one of those individuals. They say their client is innocent and argue the DNA test results were inconclusive and therefore should be excluded at trial over concerns that it would mislead the jury.
Prosecutors have linked the former PhD student to the crime, saying his DNA was found on the knife sheath underneath Mogan. The World Video Game Hall of Fame is asking the public to vote on its 2025 inductees. The Hall of Fame has revealed this year's 12 finalists include Age of Empires, Angry Birds, Call of Duty 4, Defender, Frogger, Mattel Football, and Quake. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers radio network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th-ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is, obviously, when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Peaky Blinders fans who are looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg. Eisenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds in the overnight as temperatures drop to the mid and upper teens. Our winds will continue on the light side. For your Friday, though, look for some sunshine to break out. High temperatures warming to the mid and upper 30s in the late day. It's 24 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens. And it's a bar band Friday night, and that means our pal Terry Barr will be by with new music and fun conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I want government to be efficient. I want government to work, and I want it to work better. In fact, my old mantra was not just bigger, smaller government, better government. And I stood up and cheered in Denver, Colorado, when in his march to the White House, Barack Obama said, "We can't solve 21st century problems with an outdated infrastructure and bureaucracy." And I was one of the not everybody who cheered at that moment. I talked to my friends in public service about how we need to make sure public service really works, both for the people who do that service and for the people who receive that service. And now we have a Department of Government Efficiency. That sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good to have not only some government efficiency, have a whole department of it. But how's that going? Does it really seem like it's advancing government efficiency? Well, we've been talking about it. And I wanted to bring on somebody who's worked in this realm, who has experience applying technical solutions to longstanding problems, to upgrading processes, improving operations within companies, within public infrastructure, who has ideas and who has studied and worked on how to actually do this. If you really want a government to work better, what are some of the things you might do? And if you wanted to do that, and if you look at the lessons and the principles and how you'd go about that, how does that compare to what's happening in Washington, D.C. right now under the unelected Elon Musk's rule? On the air right now, we have longtime friend Mike Biglin. He is the founder and CEO of 20 Ideas, and he is going to give us six principles, six rules, six things of how we would actually approach government efficiency. If you're in your town, you're in your city, you're in your state, and you want to do something on efficiency without being DOGE, what might those things be, and what might that teach us? Mike, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Good to see you, Jeff.
So first off, not to put you too much on the spot, but how would you characterize what's happening in Washington, D.C.? Would you characterize DOGE as a well-designed, well-executed government efficiency effort?
I mean, efficiency is, my first thought is efficiency is an interesting word there. It doesn't really say the key thing that everyone wants, which is improvement. Everyone wants a better government. Everyone wants it to work better. And efficiency is not just cutting everything. So the first thing that I'm always asking is about government or any system is, what are we trying to achieve? What are the goals of it? And a lot of that's going to be, what is the common good? What is the public good? What is the citizen experience? What is that user experience about how we all interact with the government? Does that mean cutting a bunch of people from the government and cutting funding for things? Is that going to make it a better experience for us? Is it going to make it a better government? You have the DMV, which I got to wait at last Friday, taxes and the IRS. If you were a veteran and you just had 80,000 people cut from the VA, is that going to make a better experience for all those veterans? If you're a pilot, Are you excited about having the FAA remove funding? And of course, anyone on a plane with a pilot probably wants that. Things like the flu shot. Are we going to have a flu shot next year? And all these things sort of tie to what is our goals? What do we want the government to look like? And is cutting everything, is that going to make it a better experience?
So your first rule is focus on the user experience. And the contra to that is if you want a better user experience, doesn't necessarily mean cutting people so that you might have to wait longer at the DMV. So you might have to wait longer for your airplane to land. So you might have to wait longer for your flu shot. And as people are thinking about it in the local communities, because I know but this is coming up. This is a topic that people are going to be facing. Or that's rule one. And anytime, Mike, you have a wish of what you think ought to be happening for user experience, shout it out. What's rule two? If the first thing is better user experience, what's the second principle?
I mean, it's improving sort of how government works, the internals, the simplifying the processes. So, you know, the first thing is the heart of government. There are a lot of processes going on behind the scene. People, you know, paperwork being filed, things moving around. And, you know, efficiency is about making those processes better. And when we dig into system design, we dig into thinking, the first thing we want to do is understand that process. We want to ask a lot of questions before we, you know, fire a bunch of experts that might know this system well and might have a lot of context. So then the question is, before we start firing people, we might want to have a good understanding about how things work, you know, to understand and to be able to explain how these systems work so we can make thoughtful decisions as we move forward. And that doesn't seem to be happening. We have a number of times where people are fired only to be rehired. You know, probably the most blatant case was the atomic energy folks in the Department of Energy. We probably don't want them to be, left not guarding the thoughtfulness of how we treat our nuclear fuel, how we treat our nuclear energy. Those are important people to keep in the government and simplifying those processes. Yeah.
I agree. If of all of the parts of energy where I want to make sure it doesn't just do whatever it wants to do, that I would just leave it unsupervised, it's the nuclear part of the energy that I want to make sure stays supervised. I don't want to, oh no, this 19-year-old kid, he'll have at it. It's fine. I watched the Chernobyl TV show thing. What could go wrong? So yeah, I agree with that one. You don't necessarily want to fire the atomic energy people and then hope that it'll just figure itself out.
Yeah, and there are many other cases already where they backtracked, where they realized we just fired some experts here. And, you know, there's that the saying, slow is smooth, smooth is fast. And I think about that a lot of times coming into sort of big, complex systems. Understand the system, understand the processes, and then start going to town. You know, there are definitely improvements to be made all over. And I think that was some of the energy in terms of this last election has come from people saying, hey, we expect a lot better with, you know, what government looks like, what their experiences are. When we can order food via Grubhub or go on Uber or Lyft and do these things so easily, why isn't government work like that? And you have examples in countries like Estonia who really have taken that, you know, that citizen first approach, that user experience saying, how should government work? They've done some amazing things with that. So we have models that we can look at and say, hey, how do we make that so, as opposed to just cutting things?
Yeah, you're a fan of the Estonian system. Probably not everybody listening has been to Estonia or is even aware of what they're doing right. What are you liking about Estonia's doing? What can we learn?
Yeah, and I have not been there, but they are at the very top internationally of how they have set up their government. And the expectations, one of the things they stepped back and said, hey, what are our outcomes? What are we trying to do with this? Why can't we have most people file taxes in 5 minutes? Why can't we have most people operate online? And they made it so. And it's taken them a few decades, but they've really built that foundation. They've invested in it. But when you invest in it, you also have to have a group of in government saying this is important and supporting people and taking some risks with it. And they really have that outcomes-based culture where they said, here's what we want this to look like, and then how do we make it so?
So far I've heard better user experience, simplifying processes. But better user experience doesn't mean necessarily fewer people offering service. Simplifying processes doesn't mean dumping the very people who are needed to have the expertise to make those processes work, or doing that before you understand the process. Third, I heard you talking about an outcomes-based culture, thinking about what the objective to be and building that. How is this White House, and I don't know if we call what Musk is doing the White House or the Musk House, but how would that measure on that score of being outcomes-based and objectives-oriented?
Well, I mean, you know, what do we want government to look like and to be like? And one of those pieces is we want to be have a very thick, you know, a thoughtful wall between who's getting what out of it. We want things to be the government to do to be focused on the average person. We want to be focused on you know, making sure that people can't take advantage of the government. And what we see a lot of right now is, you know, huge potential conflicts of interest in terms of money flowing to people, people being able to pay money in certain places to have a seat at the table, to be able to, you know, all these cuts. One of the questions is this money going to go somewhere else? We obviously know that, you know, there's a push for large tax cuts, continuation of tax cuts. Which, you know, it really pales in comparison the amounts of money that's been cut. If you look at a pie chart, you look at the 70,000, 80,000 people that were just cut at the VA, it's a tiny, tiny slice of the pie chart. It's you barely can even see it. Less it's 0.1%. And so one of the questions comes up is, are we okay with some of these cuts? Are these making government better? Is this fair? Is this something that's fair to veterans? So, yeah, that outcomes-based culture is one where, you know, that's the goal. And I haven't seen a lot that makes me feel confident that our government's improving in that direction and that we're protecting it from people taking advantage of making decisions that aren't in the best interest of the public.
Yeah, and if you want an outcomes-based culture, to use your words, and our best idea wins culture, you don't want that. It may be anathema to it. It's maybe the opposite of cronyism. It's the opposite of just rewarding your friends and punishing your enemies and picking the person who is most likely to say yes rather than the person who is most likely to know what the answer should be. Hiring based on who you know rather than hiring based on what you know. And if you're actually going to try to continue to build to improve government, you'd be focused on those principles. So better user experience, simplifying process, and outcomes-based culture. And we're about to head to break. Is there a particular thing, Mike, and again, talking to Mike Biglin, CEO and founder of 20 Ideas, about what a real movement around a more effective government, an efficient government, might actually look like, and how does that compare to what's happening in Washington, D.C.? Is there a particular example you haven't used already that you really see as a missed opportunity or an egregious error? Think about that question. We'll be coming back in just a little bit. And after we're done with Mike, we'll be getting to your calls, 202-808-9925. Talking to Mike Biglin. If we had a real Doge or something with a name we could trust, with processes we could trust, what would that look like? What would we learn from that? We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What are the examples that are happening within DOGE, Project 2025, and RAGE, that whole gambit, that are particularly egregious?
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and they third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over a million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian Lomax, defend the vote.
The SAVE Act will make it harder for all Americans to vote. Now you need a passport. Wisconsin specific, 5 million people don't have a passport. Now it's $130 per passport.
Even if you can afford to get a passport, that is a months-long process. Unless you planned a year ahead, you're not going to be able to vote.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Select quote. It's hard to be surprised anymore. Seems like every day there's something new to worry about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through Select Quote. Regain control with a life insurance policy found just for you by the licensed insurance agents, Select Quote, that can protect your financial legacy. Whether you need $500,000 or $50 million in coverage, Select Quote can find you the perfect policy. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. Select Quote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your needs in as few as 15 minutes. Have you ever worried about getting coverage with a pre-existing health condition? Select Quote partners with carriers that can provide policies for a variety of health conditions. Head to selectquote.com
And a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote. They shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to SelectQuote.com/Tom today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom. We're talking to Mike Biglin here with us. He is the founder and CEO of 20 Ideas, the other rules, and then we will wrap. Mike, you want healthy platforms and then an approach to do this. What does it take to advance those systems? We've got about a minute and 50 seconds left.
Yeah, I mean, something we use all the time is plan, review, do, which is pretty similar to ready, aim, fire. You know, get everyone on the same page, make sure, you know, sort of do a double check and then execute whatever the thing is you're doing. Ready, aim, fire is being replaced by fire, fire, fire. And that doesn't help get to where we want to go. It risks a lot of things in terms of other countries getting access to data, people doing things that are careless. And this is, you know, these are not small, inconsequential. These are systems that include every citizen in the country, every person, people are out, you know, people outside of that. One of the questions is, how can we get back to a place where we say, okay, let's get on the same page before we are making these changes? And that's move fast and break things. It works in some contexts, but when you start getting into airplanes and health tech, you don't want to be moving fast and breaking things. And this is one of those cases.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for being with us. One of the mantras, maybe we wrap with this. One of the mantras has been, well, what Musk likes to do, what he did at Twitter, is he cuts everything and then figures out what needs to be rebuilt. And our last 25 seconds, does that make sense for the federal government, or why is it different than Twitter?
Well, we all depend on this government that we are living in, and we need it to be thoughtful. We need it to be stable. And we all want it improved, but there are ways of doing that. And so that's not a smart, wise way to do that.
Mike, man, thanks so much for taking this time. Thanks for offering some of your expertise and offering those six ways you actually might do and actually could work on government efficiency if that's what actually you're trying to do. Mike Biglin with 20 Ideas. Thank you so much, my friend.
Excellent. Thanks, Jeff.
Be right back here on Tom's show, your show.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I like to nerd out about how we could actually make government work better for people. We should be on the side of making government work better for people.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
1 out of 2 Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Accused of spying for China, of allegedly trying to send U.S. military secrets to China, two active-duty U.S. Army soldiers and a former soldier. A months-long investigation by several federal law enforcement agencies, says the head of the Seattle FBI office, Mike Harrington.
This is the result of a long-running investigation where the FBI and our partners were able to uncover a conspiracy to steal national defense information from military installations here in the Pacific Northwest.
Canada's initial retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. will remain in place despite President Trump postponing 25% tariffs on many imports from Canada and Mexico for a month, say two senior Canadian government officials to the Associated Press. An executive order from President Trump establishes a government reserve of Bitcoin, funded initially by cryptocurrency seized in criminal and civil cases, says the White House. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is, obviously when I go on the court, I'm a competitor, I'm going to compete, that's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some scattered clouds in the overnight as temperatures drop to the mid and upper teens. Our winds will continue on the light side. For your Friday, though, look for some sunshine to break out. High temperatures warming to the mid and upper 30s in the late day. Right now, it's 22.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org
supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Brady Ewing will be here, former fullback for Wisconsin football, to talk mental health and athletes and also the relationship with on-air announcers like Bill Rafferty of CBS. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
My husband hadn't been able to work. I was the only one working, and then he died. He died because we didn't have any health care. So a friend told me that I could apply for survivor's benefit. And so I called Social Security, and back then you could get a hold of them and on the phone. And they set me up for an appointment, which happened to be my birthday when I was turning 60 years old. And I told her I was applying for death benefits and for survivor's benefits. Well, she said, well, you have to be 60. And I said, well, I am today. And she says, by golly, you are. Told me what documents I would need to send in. And a month later, I started to getting survivor's benefit. I was on the verge of losing the house, behind on the property taxes, behind on house payments. And I was, because I was still working, I was able to catch up on all those bills, save the house, and I went on to continue working and collecting survivor's benefits 8 more years until I got ill and couldn't work anymore. So that's my story.
Sharon, thank you so much for telling your story. The question I was going to ask is what impact this had in your life, but you already basically told us the impact it had in your life is you didn't have to lose your house.
It was the most important thing to happen to my life.
Wow.
And now they're threatening to take it away.
Wow.
Because I can't work anymore. I've got severe arthritis problems. And it's being treated with infusion treatments from Medicare, and they want to take that away, and I will end up in a nursing home. Because I will become crippled again.
My goodness.
Yeah.
And to the people who are yelling and screaming cheers for Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and for the people who are hoping that they'll be able to get a third beach house, the idea that they could lose their house for losing their survivor benefits, they probably even couldn't consider it. They probably nowhere on their mind.
I know, because we're in a different, entirely different world.
Well, Sharon, thanks for being part of this world. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being part of this community.
Thank you for listening to my story.
No, thanks for sharing your story. All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Pete from Everett, Washington. Pete, you're on the air.
Hi. I wanted to talk to you today about efficiency versus effectiveness. You've been speaking of government efficiency without speaking of effectiveness.
Oh, fair. Go ahead.
And in my background, I've been involved in process improvement for many years. And what we've done is we've reimagined processes, but we've never gone in and just totally trashed processes by getting rid of all the employees and starting over again. And when you're looking at the efficiency of an operation, you're asking how well does the process flow through the process? You know, what's the rate of volume through the process?
Right.
Okay. And I'm asking, is the process the right process?
Is it accomplishing an objective?
Right. And so when we're looking at government efficiency, we should also consider the effectiveness of that process, so that we're getting the best results out of that process that are what we were desiring for the people to have.
No, Peter, I think it's an excellent point. And in fact, not only do I think it's an excellent point, it gets to the at least my core critique of what's happening now, which is, and the way Mike was talking about it was they're doing fire, fire, fire instead of ready, aim, and fire. And by fire doesn't necessarily mean eliminate, it could mean take action. But the core of my concern is they're doing it without, it seems, a clear set of objectives. You know, evaluate what would effective government be like. What are we actually trying to solve for? It appears to me what they're trying to solve for is they can give speeches about how many people they fired. They can give speeches on how many buildings they sold. They can tell their donors or their foreign adversary slash allies, look at how much we're doing to tear down America. It seems like that's the objective, because there is not an explained objective of how things are going to be better for people. They're not going to be better for average people, and there isn't anything we've seen that has demonstrated any roadmap for actually making it more effective. So I appreciate the point, Pete.
Yes, and I agree with you very strongly. I think that what they're doing now seems akin to a fire sale. You know, let's burn it all down and everything must go.
Yep, I agree with you. Thank you, Pete. Let's go to David from North Miami Beach, Florida. It's good to hear from you again, David.
Good to hear you, sir, which, as we know, has no beach. And it sort of goes back to a previous caller. Part of why I ran for mayor here was it was a part-time job that I could, you know, work with my full-time job as a caretaker.
Yep.
So I'm glad someone else covered the whole efficiency versus effectiveness. Think of it as a grocery store with 10 aisles. You used to have 5 people working 2 apiece, but now you've dropped to 2 people working 5 apiece. It's more efficient. But good luck with the effective part.
Yep.
And as far as the job instead of DOGE, 20 years ago, a certain Stuart Baker was the White House Director of Lessons Learned, which I think was under the State Department. So I'm trying to convince Trump or I guess Secretary Marco Rubio, my old senator, to hire me to that position because, you know, they love to hire failed politicians. Well, that's done. But you asked for thankfulness.
You check that box, is what you're saying, David?
As a failed politician, right. It's things alike.
All right.
Just like Linda McMahon. But yeah. I'm also grateful for that whole Oval Office debacle, the emphasis on cards. I say that we need to change Hail to the Chief to the Alan Parsons Project song, Turn of a Friendly Card, for Trump and for our Prime Minister Musk. The American Psycho song Cards, although some of those lyrics are not fit for broadcast.
Understood.
But, you know, because both Musk and American Psycho like to wield chainsaws. So I'm a helper as a one-time chief information officer of a private security firm. And it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Good to talk to you, David. Thanks so much. We're going to another Dave. This Dave from Hale, Michigan, I think.
It is, Jeffries. Thank you. Talk to you again. Glad to meet you. You know, I was the guy that talked to you a while back about everything's like a football game, if you remember right, a long time ago. And, you know, I'm going to relate this message to you, that this is more like a NASCAR, or a race. We have things that we need to have for standards in this country. I think this is where we're getting mixed up. Our standards have gotten out of control with our communication. And, you know, you can't put a NASCAR body on an IndyCar and say, hey, you're good to go. You know, this has to be oversight and so on. There's got to be guardrails on turn 3. And then and don't take those guardrails away. You know, bad things can happen. Anyways, there's certain things that things like that can be related. But this is my other point. This is my main point. Is we should, on our House of Representatives, we should be able to dial a number on our telephone on when they have these, bring these policies up, that we can vote by phone. Mm-hmm. And have it so it's much easier to vote just by phone.
Yes. For instance, what kind of thing would you want to be able to vote on by phone?
Well, pretty much anything. All these policies on trade. My thing about trade is I can't understand how this is all going to work out with his tariffs. Because if you think the BMW company is going to come over here and build a BMW over here for the same kind of price and the same kind of standards the way we do it,
yeah.
I beg you that it may be cheapened up. Our car, maybe when we start building it over here, we're going to start using steel instead of aluminum and stuff that, and just the engineering part and the patents are going to get all messed up.
Yeah. You know, so your point is, if we had a little more direct democracy, and if that were done easily, there's a hassle-free way of doing more direct democracy. We might have we might make better decisions. The idea of doing democracy better is a passion of mine. The short version, because I want to get to another caller, but the short version is, take a look at, it's a weird word. It's a word I didn't even know 7 years ago, but it's sortition, S-O-R-T-I-T-I-O-N. Another way is think about it, civic juries. The counter argument very often to direct democracy is making sure that people can operate their sober second sense, so they're not just reacting to the news of the moment to make a long-standing rule, and also to make sure that decision-making processes aren't rigged, that people aren't over-influenced based on self-interest. Another critique is that they're not, make sure decision-making processes are not biased by way of sort of demographics, right? How do you make sure there's a representative body, and there's people who've been digging into how to do that best, and the sort of technical term is sortition. It's very similar, by the way, to how the ancient Greeks, it's sort of the dawn of democracy, did democracy. It's worth taking a look at. But Dave, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you.
Larry, you are on the air. It's good to hear from you.
Hey, Jefferson. Lawrence Tribe, professor emeritus at Harvard Law, recently said that he felt that the judiciary cannot save us. But I'm thinking, I'm kind of hoping he's wrong, because by my count, Jefferson, so far, the high court has ruled against Trump twice. That's pretty darn good with this right-wing court. And I would like you, Jefferson, to maybe shed a little bit of light on this subject and just tell us what you think about that.
Happy to, Larry. Thank you so much for the call. So, I am glad that there are Supreme Court justices who think that the Constitution and the rule of law are real things, that think that Article 1 counts, that think that Article 3 counts, that think that the limited powers in Article 2, those limits also count. And the fact that there are only five justices who think that is worthy of gratitude on Thank You Thursday, but not like, it's not getting an A. It's not like there ought to be nine, and maybe there'd be somebody out in the tulies, so you'd give it eight. But the fact that there are, we have six right-wing justices, the fact that two of them graduated from law school and still remembered what they studied and actually believe some of what they have written, believe some of what they have said, believe some of what they have learned, to make sure there is still a basic constitutional republic in place. Yeah, that's good. I'm not holding my breath for you to continue to be pleased with the actions of this Supreme Court. And it's a bummer. It's not a small bummer. It's a big bummer that our moments of joy are, oh my goodness, they didn't do yet another absolutely horrible thing. But I will say, I am rooting for Republicans and these justices of conscience and of having a long view, and to make sure we care more about this country than we do about one ruler. The country's bigger than Trump.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Focus on your calls now, 202-808-9925. 202-808-9925. What are you thankful for? Maybe one, aren't you?
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Think about how many people in our communities, our friends, our families, our neighbors, our postal workers, carriers, people that work at our Veterans Affairs hospitals, USDA. Here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene, Donald Trump's lieutenant, thinks of all the people I just mentioned.
Federal employees do not deserve their jobs.
That's what Donald Trump and MAGA believe if you are a federal worker.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Native Path. It's made with type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers, and only type 1 and type 3 collagen fibers. They're the two most important types. They make up about 90% of the collagen in the body, found in our cartilage, our bones, our skin, our hair, nails, gut, and more. Native Path is completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups. And because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable, mixes much better than other brands, no clumping.
We put it in our coffee in the mornings. We love it. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, has over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk to a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, ingredients, and best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Get nativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's GETNATIVEPATH.com/Hartman with 2 N's. Native Path. We are back. The question is, how should, and it's an overarching question, how should Congress act? Should Congress, when should Congress cooperate? When should Congress obstruct? Should Congress, should Democrats in Congress go along with continuing resolutions, or should they block them? I think the short answer is, if you go along, it is as a negotiated move to get something really important, to make sure something really important is saved. But, you know, James Carville's view and my wife's view is they're going to screw it up. Let them screw it up and let the people see. And I will say what I'm sure the winning message is, excuse me, what the winning strategy is make sure more people can get that message. Make sure we're building media apparatus. Make sure we're building organizing capacity. Make sure we're winning in local areas. Make sure we're registering voters, doing the things that whatever the back and forth is in Washington, it is building a pro-democracy movement going forward brick by brick, step by step, not only for the next week or year, but the next decade. 202-808-9925. Let's go to Dave from WCPT, Ain't Afraid of Me, Chicago, Illinois. You are on the air.
Hey, Jefferson. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a couple of really points that I would like to make to everybody. I think all of us need to stop focusing on the minutiae and look at the big picture. Trump has already told us that if he was elected, he was going to make it so we'd never have to vote again.
Yep.
I've been really thinking about that. That's worrying me. Second, we have to realize, and this is just a thought that I had, a border is an abstract thing to the uber wealthy. It means nothing. Whatever happens here, Trump and his ilk, they can just go somewhere else because they have that option.
Yep.
Thirdly, a man called you yesterday, and I called because of this. I think we're around the same age, that man and I. He said he's worried about civil war if things continue to break down.
Yeah.
I am too, because if you keep taking from people and it gets to the point to where there's nothing, what option are they going to have? I mean, when you're pressed against the wall, it's like the old saying that a cornered animal is the most dangerous. Well, yep. Think about it.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Dave, and well timed. Thank you for your call. Thanks, everybody, for their calls. We're going to be back for the third hour right after this. Thank you so much. It is Thank You Thursday. I am thankful to all y'all. We'll be right back. This is Tom's Show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480.
That's 800-961-2480.
Paid for.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, as usual, we will wrap up the week's big stories from a Courier newsroom perspective and a panel that includes veteran journalists and a former U.S. attorney.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Accused of spying for China, of allegedly trying to send U.S. military secrets to China, two active-duty U.S. Army soldiers and a former soldier. A months-long investigation by several federal law enforcement agencies, says the head of the Seattle FBI office, Mike Harrington.
This is the result of a long-running investigation where the FBI and our partners were able to uncover a conspiracy to steal national defense information from military installations here in the Pacific Northwest.
Canada's initial retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. will remain in place despite President Trump postponing 25% tariffs on many imports from Canada and Mexico for a month, say two senior Canadian government officials to the Associated Press. An executive order from President Trump establishes a government reserve of Bitcoin, funded initially by cryptocurrencies seized in criminal and civil cases, says the White House. This is ABC News.